WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell, Eastridge's unofficial PhD of Waffle House philosophy. And he's grinning at me, which makes me grin, and then I can't really think straight.
How you doing, Ed?
Good morning. Good afternoon, Clint Powell.
Hey, do you want to finish reading that or do you want me to just jump in?
You know what? Clint, for more than 8 years, this show has been cutting through the confusion and BS and helping you to build more energy, stronger longevity, and a better quality of life through practical, credible information.
I got to say two things. First of all, a little behind the scenes. First of all, I need to compliment you on growth because you hit record and I was saying something witty and funny. And in the past, you would have just completely stopped. And you would have made us start over. But no, you have matured to such a point. You were like, you know what? They'll edit that out. The other thing I'm watching is Cody completely fall apart over here left and right. Mm-hmm. He is running into signs, dropping water bottles. It's literally like I am watching at the zoo, just watching stuff happen in real time. It's really good.
Hey, Cody's good at that. I was doing a podcast one day and he came in and knocked everything off of every counter he could.
While you're doing the podcast?
While I was doing it.
Good job, Cody.
It was so interesting.
Yeah.
He the door made noise, then he hit his arm on something, the fell off the whole shelf. The blinds got hit. You name it. He did it.
Wow.
Go, Cody.
All right. Here we go. Hey, this is a health radio show, ladies and welcome, everybody. We're going to talk a little bit about health here in a minute. You do tell me, though, you have a lot of info. It's just going to be kind of going in different directions.
I do, because I've compiled, you know, I look every day, every morning for 1 hour minimum, usually 2 hours. I just heard a podcast on Elon Musk. Somebody was asking him, what do you do in the mornings? He said, I study 1 to 2 hours every single morning. And I also looked at an old Charlie Kirk video that popped up on TikTok. And someone was asking him, and he said, every morning, 1 to 2 hours. And I don't know how a person in certain positions can't stay up unless you do that. If you search for random information randomly, you're not going to be compiling a whole lot. I want to talk about many things, one of which is you got to be humble to do this. I thought of this idea. I don't know. You guys and girls might do it.
Raleigh might.
It's Rain. I accidentally said her name was Raleigh last week, and now it's
my
stuck.
My fault.
Because we do have a Raleigh.
We do.
So that's
sorry.
Really going to confuse
you're
things.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
However,
yeah.
I was sitting at the bar, and I said to Kim, I said, wouldn't it be cool if we take AI and we take a picture of people at the bar and ask AI, estimate their age? Well, that was pretty neat a couple times. But then it was like, how about me? So I took a picture of me, and then I wasn't really happy with what it said. You got to be ready for the truth when you do this. You really got to be ready for the truth. Now, I used AI to train for this Chattanooga Fitness competition, which I was very pleased with the results. I did lose from 14% body fat on January 2nd to down to 8.3% on July 11th. So 7 months, very strict diet, 50 to 60 carbs.
Good for you, man.
And up every morning. Of course, I always get up early in the gym every single day, 6 days a week. And I made a lot of progress for anybody, but a guy my age I'm especially proud of, and I'm hoping to do better even next year because I wrote a book on how to use AI to get healthy and fit, and I have these steps that you can use to accomplish your goals. And it does require you to be willing to face the truth, because if you have to take photos of the food you eat and the goal you have and the physique you want to attain, even if it's going to a wedding, going to the beach, and put in a time frame, you got to be ready to hear the truth. Because it told me you are not doing well when I did certain things wrong.
Yeah, I've just I kind of get past the point where you're taking pictures of people at bars and strangers.
Oh,
yeah, I stopped right there. I took one picture. I would have been over there going, "Hey, dude,
one picture.
What's happening?
No, I'm sneaking.
Oh no, I'm sorry, sir. I'm just entering you into ChatGPT to see more about your age.
You think I'm taking a picture of a dude? What do you think I am?
Dudette. It doesn't matter. A dude or a dudette.
It's a dudette.
You're taking weird pictures of people at bars. That's
kind
of creepy.
One picture to test it out. Okay. Okay.
Did it? Other than the picture of you, did it work on the other person? Do you know if it hit their age?
Well, I don't know them, but I took a picture of me.
Okay. What did it say? Are you not going to?
I'm not going to tell you what it said. It was not.
I'll do it while we're sitting here.
Don't take one of me.
No, take one of me, man. Easy.
Okay.
You've judged yourself enough, Ed. I think you look great for your age, sir. Somebody needs a little affirmation today. You're doing great, Ed.
It's always
bodybuilding competition.
You know, here's the thing: when you're 40 years old and you tell somebody, "Man, you look awesome for your age," it kind of
just tell me I'm ugly.
It kind of lessens the compliment, but it is true. It is true.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
Okay, what you do is just say, estimate this man's age.
I am. Yeah.
All right. Lung coach. Lung coach comes at Nutrition World every 3 months. I am very important that people know about the lung coach. Why? Because I have two people this past week who have, both of them women, who have been diagnosed with lung cancer without symptoms. And it is a very curable disease at stage one and stage two. And it also, the bigger reason is it tells calcium score. What does a calcium score mean? It means the amount of hard plaque that is found in the arteries. And I'm just telling you right now, after 47 years experience, your cholesterol numbers really are not going to predict this. I have people who have cholesterol skyrocketing with zeros. I have people with cholesterol at 178 who have a lot of plaque. There's so many other factors.
I've done it before. I've done the
test.
And
you did it. Yeah.
And I probably need to do it again. It's been about 3 years. And I was in the 30s or 40s. Yeah. So I'm probably like close to 200-300 now.
Well, it goes up about 10% a year, probably. But there are reasons why it goes up that we can moderate.
Yeah.
And hamburgers are not the reason. So yeah.
I did the age thing, by the way. Nailed it. I did the age on the
for
chat.
You?
GPT. Yeah.
I thought you did that of me.
You told me not to. You said, did everybody hear me? He said, don't
do
me.
Well, the camera's pointing my way.
Well, because I was taking a selfie.
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. So it nailed it?
Yeah, nailed it. Right at it. Said between 58 and 60 years old.
Okay.
There we go.
There you go.
I'll be 59 soon.
I've done four and it's pretty darn accurate.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
Pretty darn accurate. Lung coach, August 22nd. Go to nutritionw.com to sign up. Because you need to sign up. You could come without that, but you might not get in. It doesn't take long, easy, and you'll either find out right when you get done if the doctor is there, or if not, it'll be just a few days. And it's very reasonable in price. Please check it out, nutritionw.com. We're also going to be doing a gut consultation with a great representative from a company called Dr. O'Hara. And Dr. O'Hara is the most unusual probiotic. They ferment this bacteria in these vats for 7 years, and they play Beethoven and other classical music to it as they are feeding it with the most organic types of foods that you could feed. And I'm telling you, it needs to come. The bottle comes, and if you take a fairly high dose, you better have a plunger to go with it, because I have the biggest poops of my life of 69 years with taking Dr. O'Hara. Then I get to tell my daughter to take it. Well, we had to call the plumber at Nutrition World. That's how much substance. Clint is not good about talking about bodily excrements.
Bodily functions, don't bother me a bit. There's a lot of bodily functions I really like. But you know what?
What?
Still don't want to hear about them a bunch. That's the funniest one you ever did. You were doing so good. First of all, you lost me at playing Beethoven for fermented stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got to hear about calling plumbers like it's the day after Thanksgiving at a crappy family reunion. So far, we're batting 1,000.
We are.
Yeah, boy, we can't wait. Next week, we get some guests. That's all I can say.
I am empowering the Chattanooga and other communities.
Oh, you're
at
empowering
the moment.
Them, all right. Yeah.
So though, there's not a soul among us who doesn't like good form, big stools.
Okay.
So let's
move
on. So he's going to do, and also gut consultations will be done on August 23rd, nutritionw.com to sign up. That means you'll pop in for about 15 minutes in the store, talk about, heartburn, talk about constipation, diarrhea, and see what this expert can talk about. It's going to be a great guy. This guy was voted the top 50 pharmacist in the country in 1999. I can't wait for Dr. Deering to meet him. It'll be an interesting conversation. And I did not realize that he wrote a book on rapamycin. Rapamycin is my drug of choice. It's the one drug I take consistently for the past 5 years, anti-aging drug. And I downloaded it about 40 minutes ago on Kindle because I want to know all about that. I wish someone would ask me, where do I go on Sundays to eat lunch?
Oh. Oh, hey, Ed. Hey, where do you go on Sundays to eat lunch? No, I did that on purpose. Awkward silence on the radio. People were changing the channel.
Duh.
Ed, what'd you do this Sunday? Where'd you go for lunch, man?
The past six Sundays. You know, I'm very particular about where I eat and the foods that I choose. And I'm big about I got to have no seed oils, and I have to have just a few things. I'm not living in a cave. But went over to Panera, and the thing I do, which, of course, you know, I bring half my lunch to a restaurant, so I'm bringing my olive oil in, and now I'm bringing organic turkey slices that Nutrition World sells.
So you just basically bring in your lunch.
Pretty much.
And sit at their table.
That's right. They're not really happy, probably, but the turkey is clean organic meat for my protein. The olive oil from Life Extension, which we sell, is the best olive oil that is probably made anywhere, but their tomato soup is to die for. And the only reason I eat the tomato soup, one, is it fills me up. I love tomato soup. Grew up with it with Campbell's.
I did too.
And the ingredients of Panera's is whole tomatoes, cream, onions, butter, salt, and extra virgin olive oil. That is amazing. That's ingredients. Good. Now, I looked up Campbell's. Campbell's is tomato puree, wheat flour, sugar, and some ascorbic acid. But, you know, it doesn't have a lot of bad chemicals, but it doesn't even have any substance to it. It has 90 calories. I can't make a lunch out of 90 calories. So, but using my turkey from Nutrition World and the soup is, I just look so forward to it every single day.
That's awesome.
Isn't it, though?
I'm so glad.
I know you are.
So do they know you bring in extras, like you're sneaking stuff into the movie theater?
No, I sneak it. No.
Okay, good.
Of course not.
I love a man of principle.
Yep. All right. I got a bunch more.
Are you ready to take our first break?
Yes, sir.
Then let's do this. You guys stay tuned. Listen to the commercials, but stay tuned. We'll be right back to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shallowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell. And you know, Clint asked the questions many people might be afraid would sound dumb, which is exactly why they usually sometimes, not always, are the smartest questions in the room. He is the common sense man, there's no doubt. We have him to help us coach Nutrition World, and sometimes he actually comes up with some grand ideas.
Broken clock is right twice a day.
Hey, brother.
I love that. I'm all in.
All in. Big bucks. Yes. Yep. All right, I got to talk about a little bit about this Cyclospora bacteria. You've been reading about it, I'm sure.
And I have.
It gives you some horrendously horrible diarrhea, since we talked a little bit about stools before. But this is a serious issue.
Is it a parasite? Or is it not a parasite?
It is a bacteria, to the best of my knowledge. Called, well, I know it is because it should be, because it's also being treated with Bactrim, which is an antibiotic. So
Comes off lettuce. I don't know. I've got the list of foods.
National Institutes of Health say the most commonly contaminated foods is raspberries, basil, cilantro, interesting, green onions, snow peas. But the bigger percentage of foods is lettuce and salad mixes.
Yep.
And Taco Bell has been indicted somewhat as being one of the major probable carriers with their lettuce. I mean, that's not really all Taco Bell's fault, because they're purchasing from other companies. Yeah. And I remember so well, there was a client that I had about 10 years ago, and she came in to talk to me about her diet and how to be healthier. And I mentioned something about lettuce, and she started crying. And she said that her daughter died last year from eating lettuce that was contaminated with this bacteria, and they couldn't save her in the hospital. And so it triggered her at that moment. And also, right before I came, Dr. Deering had looked up some research on this, and in a journal called the Parasitology Journal 2023, they did a study on animals, not humans, that curcumin may be a wise option to consider, because it showed that it reduced the stool burden of Cyclospora. That's pretty interesting. I mean, the green pharmacy is not the pharmaceutical. It's not the big guns. But we can do things that may help ourselves. I take two capsules a day of curcumin because it has multiple varied positive effects. I'd see no negative reasons to not take two capsules per day. I will continue that, I'm sure, the rest of my life. So, interesting. I don't think I'm going to change any of my eating habits. We just continue on. I do believe that the stronger microbiome we have, the more resistant we might be from the bad guys.
So it looks like, though, the contamination on those on the plants come from a parasite.
Oh, it is, instead of a bacteria?
Yes, people can contract the illness by eating food or drinking water contaminated with the parasite.
I'm surprised, because the antibiotic doesn't treat parasites.
I think I'm right on this.
I mean, I wonder if the parasite has a bacteria in the parasite.
I don't know. But I just remember I read that it was a parasite, and I thought it was.
Yeah. I want to remind people, Nutrition World now has a local farmer and his wife who come in every Wednesday from 11 to 3-ish. And yesterday, or last Wednesday, I mean, they rocked with people loving to purchase their organic, absolutely clean, soiled foods. And so every Wednesday, we hope to have them there for the whole growing season. So please stop by on a Wednesday if you can. Interesting conversations always around in our field of integrative kind of functional medicine is about mold and EMFs. Well, we did a great interview that was now been posted on, and I don't know if you have Nutrition World's app, but our Nutrition World app is fantastic because it's so easy to pop on and just see the latest videos, or you just go to YouTube and Nutrition World. But our app, Nutrition World, the latest one is from Body Bio, and this lovely lady I interviewed had MS when she was 17. She's now about 32, and the other gentleman had a heart attack at about 35. Well, sometimes heart diseases and hardships in health will turn people on to knowledge and wisdom they would have never pursued otherwise, very, very often. And it also tells them that maybe the traditional path isn't for them, and that's the truth of them. This lady and this man gave some amazing information on, you know, EMFs, and EMFs, electromagnetic fields, are a true issue. I don't care what Elon says. He laughs at it, and so does probably Clint.
Yeah, but I don't laugh at it.
Okay. But it is a true issue.
Yeah.
And there's just a few steps you take to minimize. Or we just minimize. Life's about managing and minimizing.
Well, and also, just because it says I may not believe it has the effect that other people do, but to also say it has no effect is silly. Somewhere in the middle is the truth. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with doing what you can to protect yourself from things.
Honest question, honest reply from you. How did the heartburn remedy that I gave you yesterday work?
Worked well. I used it twice.
Okay.
And I used it about 8 or 9 hours apart, but it seemed to
ease it.
Within
some.
About 5 minutes, I had eased up a little bit.
Enzymatica makes it. I've used it. I've had heartburn maybe 2 times this year. Man, it just knocks it out. And it is a liquid that you drink, and it helps to strengthen the esophageal.
I kept it in my car today, which makes me a little worried about the
heat. Nope, it's fine.
Okay, good.
It should
because
be fine.
That's where I need
it's
to keep
it. It's not a nutrient.
Anyway.
It's an herb. And I mean, I wouldn't keep it there for weeks, but it should
no,
be perfect.
It's been there for a day.
Perfectly fine.
Thank you, by the way.
Yes. August 22nd. You know, I'm a huge fan of managing life, not being captured by it, not being afraid of it. But we have a lecture on financial fitness by Michael Egge. He's a personal finance coach on August 22nd. It's going to be free from 10 o'clock to 11:30. Again, nutritionw.com. It's hard to enjoy life if two things are in chaos, your health and your finances. So the two things I think you would agree is the platform for a smoother life. Smoother life. Again, Chattanooga Fitness, I am really happy. Sean just gave Nutrition World a 2026 gold sponsor from Chattanooga Fitness.
That's awesome.
For supporting that contest. This is the fourth year we've supported it, and I was just thrilled to death. It was such a well run. Got to meet my hero, Lee Haney, and I just...
He's one of the best. One of the best. Favorites. Yeah.
So I'd be curious if somebody asked me, what is another? Is there? Ed, do you have anything on the bucket list for next year?
We should put Rain on the podcast, on the radio show, so she can learn to ask you these.
It's kind of like Johnny Carson.
Don't be shaking your head over there.
Look, it'd be like Johnny Carson with the band director.
Yeah, the band Doc Severson.
Oh, there you go.
Doc. Yeah. So, hey Ed, are you going to do it again next year? You got anything on your bucket list?
I told Sean I wasn't doing it, but I am going to do it. But I have a different thing on the bucket list, and I have a very small bucket list. I'm coming to terms with my impermanence as the years go on very well, but I thought I saw this guy do this for his 70th birthday, and I've got to do it. He flew to 70 airports in one day.
So you decided not to do the contest next year?
No, I'm doing the contest, okay. But I'm also going to fly to 70 airports in 3 days. He did it one day. I can't do that. I can do it in 3 days. I'll do it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday probably.
To celebrate your 70th birthday?
Yes. Yeah, I'm almost 69 now. I can do it anytime next year and call it 70.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just throwing that out there.
Okay.
70 airports.
That'll be probably 70 more than I'll go to, so that's fantastic.
And I'll have a buttload of turkey. And
okay, well, I don't know how are they selling turkey at airports or something?
They don't sell anything but junk.
I was going to say, so what are they just going to have turkeys waiting on you in the airport? How does going to airports?
I am taking sliced turkey from Nutrition World. It's organic.
Well, now, see, you got to fill in the gaps.
I'm not bringing a turkey.
Some of us Waffle House people are like, 70 turkeys, and I'm going to have a buttload of turkeys, or 70 airports, and I'll have a buttload of turkeys. I'm like, okay, that's fantastic.
I know a term for who's a turkey.
That's Clint. I get it. I understand it very well.
Yes.
So are you going to, next year, just real quick, are you going to do the same? Are you going to stay in the same class? Or are you going to do a different class next
year? I am, again, I put in AI the day after my contest and says, if I want to be in the Masters bodybuilding, you have my pictures. What do you think I should do? It said, I'm sorry, Ed, the way you are right now, you cannot compete in that class. He said, your legs are too small. You have to gain up to 188. I weighed 173 for the contest.
Yes, yeah.
And if you gain to 186 to 188, and you lose down to 178, you will be capable of doing pretty well in that division.
Representing,
but not unless you gain. And that's right now.
And a lot of that's going to be in your legs.
A lot's in the legs. I weigh 176.5 this morning. That is, you know, I mean, that's 11 pounds. That's not easy for a guy with a fast metabolism. Now, someone with slow metabolism like you, you could be, who knows how
I'm
much
gonna
weight.
I'm going to be honest with you. You were on track to make that really good until you stumbled.
I know.
It was going to be a really good zinger, and then you stumbled over metabolism.
Well, the reason I'm stumbling is because I am using lidocaine on a massive canker sore that's inside my mouth.
Man, we're just hearing all kinds of good stuff today.
So, and ask me why I have it.
We got to quit doing this rhetorical stuff. Ed, why do you have a canker sore?
Because I love the drug rapamycin. The only side effect is, the two side effects. One is I live 12% longer in every animal study ever done. Uh-huh. Every animal lives 12% longer, even if they started at older age, uh-huh, than if they don't. So that's one side effect, okay, a good one. The second one is you get these daggum canker sores from hell every other third week. And I've been on it 5 years, so I'm just used to it. But when you put lidocaine on the side of your mouth, it's like going,
numbs it up, yeah.
So it's kind of numb on the left side. Excuse me, okay.
No, I thought. Now you made me feel bad. Thanks.
Yeah. You're picking on a handicapped person over here.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, this was interesting. I probably could believe this, but our ancestors consumed about six, and this is 1880, 16 pounds weekly of bread. For men, 8 pounds for women.
Though,
and like it says, without any digestive issues seen today. Now, was there studies back there? No, but people wrote all the time in journals and in their biographies. And in the, I mean, we know all the complaints of the famous people, and they didn't talk any about the bread bothering them. Well, why is that? The pre-harvest desiccation with glyphosate, well, that's been past two decades. That's number one. Leaves residue in wheat products that have a high rate to disrupt gut microbiome. And if you take an antibiotic, you know probably your gut's not going to feel well, even if it's a necessary antibiotic. Well, glyphosate tends to be of that nature. And then secondly, enriched flour contains synthetic nutrients and that can contribute to oxidative stress. But here's the good news for me anyway. Traditional sourdough fermentation breaks down the gluten proteins. I make sourdough biscuits every other Sunday.
Well, and you think about it, I know people that have gone overseas. Our friend, I think it's Tony, goes over to, you know, when you go to Europe, or go to back to Greece, yes, or Spain or something, they eat the pasta and they eat the breads and they don't have the,
nope,
the feeling. They don't have the disruption in the gut because it's made differently. It's more, you know, like it's made like in, back in the old days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really a different molecule.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Testosterone, we talked about it. We've all of us kind of talk about it a lot with guys working out. But vitamin D has been found to influence key hormones and also something called myostatin. And myostatin limits muscle growth. But when you take vitamin D, it allows it to not limit the muscle growth. The study published on Research Square found that high-dose vitamin D increases muscle strength, reduces the myostatin, which we want, and shifts calorie toward muscle development. And it actually becomes anabolic. I checked my vitamin D at Be Well about 2 weeks ago. It was 52 nanograms. I like it to be about 65 to 75. And especially in the summer when I am getting some sun, I'm going to boost it. I'm going to try this new brand that we have by Whole Sun because it's made from a mushroom. It's a vitamin D capsule made from a mushroom. And I'm going to be the test case because actually the owner of that company, we did a great podcast and she was so excited about this vitamin D because it's the only D that has D1, D2, and D3. I've never seen one like it because on mushrooms is the only source of that. I said, do you have a study showing how effective it is? And she said, no, we need to do that. I'm thinking, why would you not do that?
Yeah,
at least to yourself.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to know? Yeah.
So I'm doing it, and I've got about two more weeks of taking one pill a day at lunch, and then I'll retest at Be Well, which is beginwithlabs.com.
You don't take vitamin D after 3 or 4 o'clock, do you?
Never. Thank you for reminding me to
people,
say that.
Keep people up.
I'm a poor sleeper. It absolutely is awful because it decreases your own melatonin production, and that is not a healthy thing in any way. I am sleeping quite well these days, 6-5 out of 7 nights, and I'm attribute part of that to the contest because I did not eat anything after 5 o'clock, and I think not eating after 5 has truly helped my sleep. So that's the product for that.
Good. Let's do this. Let's take another break. If you'll stay tuned, we'll come back with more witty banter and information here at Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio with Ed Jones and Clint Powell. Clint keeps us grounded in the real world sometimes, and that's even though I could wring his bald neck, but we love Clint and his good common sense. Yes, I want to talk about...
Wow, that was a little bit of an aggressive intro. That's okay.
My testosterone's up, I guess. Okay. Despite most of the nation's being down, mine is up.
Yay for Ed.
That wasn't meant to brag. I'm sorry. It did come across that way.
A little bit. Mine's up, yours down, move on.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Jeez, oh my.
Do you like coffee?
Come on now. That's the lifeblood. That's the nectar of life.
It truly is it becoming is, the nectar
absolutely.
Of life.
Yes.
There was a study in the publication Nature, which is very well respected. I love this study. Now, again, we have to take all studies with somewhat of a stand back and take a bigger view of all the studies. But I believe this because I want to believe it.
Exactly. That's why I love studies. If I don't like it, let's ask information about where they did the study. Who financed it?
Coffee and microbiome health, what the new Nature study reveals. Before you tell any of your patients, this was a publication to physicians, to cut coffee, you may want to see the latest microbiome data. New research in Nature suggests coffee strongly influences barrier function, lowers inflammation and metabolic health via the gut microbiome. I read most of this study. Very impressive. Now, did they break it down into the constituents of organic, not organic? No, they didn't, of course. I'm going to choose the organic when I can. Like we sell Life Extension coffee. That's what I use in the morning. But I go to Starbucks. They don't have organic coffee. They should, but they don't. But it really altered gut microbiome to a pretty darn additional diversity and strength within the gut. And that is crucial to our entire system.
It helps me adult is what it does. Coffee helps me do better at adulting.
Adult, okay.
Yeah, I feel like I can do more grown-up things when I adult. When I drink coffee, I'm like, oh, I get to go make better decisions now.
So what What dose do you do?
What do you mean, what dose?
Like how many cups? How much milligrams
enough.
Of caffeine? Oh, enough.
I've gotten to where I can only do two of my cups is probably not just two regular cups, but I drink at least two in the morning. Usually that's it. I've learned that if I drink more than that, I'll have the crash in the afternoon. So yes. I drink two in the morning, and usually I'm drinking the Podfather coffee, the All Units Brew, or the Host and Roast, which is my own personal coffee brand. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And you can buy that where?
You can buy that at Grindhead Coffee or holler at me. I've got some boxes of it myself. Yep. I keep it at my podcast studio.
What are your podcasts?
There are a bunch of them. I have nine I own, and I share a bunch of my friends. You can 21 different podcasts with one click. Nuga Podcast, podcastisplural.com. This radio show, Vital Health Radio, comes out every Tuesday. If you miss it and you go, oh, I didn't hear last week's, so you can go on any podcast platform and find it at Vital Health Download.
Exciting news. I was walking to my car coming over here, and John from Hyperbaric, which is next door downstairs from Nutrition okay. World. I had talked to Josh about this 2 weeks ago. Josh is donating to John a cryogenics chamber.
Oh, wow.
The walk-in where you can walk in or sit down, which I far prefer.
Is it the full
water.
Body one?
Yeah, you walk into the
I didn't know we had one.
He doesn't yet. In 2 weeks, he'll be up and running.
Oh, because I had somebody last week, my sister,
yes.
called and was looking for one for my nephew
yes.
who had some injury, some just trying to get mm-hmm. recuperate from some pitching. He's on a yep. national travel team.
Well, John just told me that he's putting it in as we speak. And I said, how long? He said 2 to 3 weeks.
God,
he should be up
and
running.
That'd be great. This
fantastic.
Perfect little, there's a little vacuum space right here. There's some downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there's some on the other side of Brainerd. But on this mm-hmm. side of town, I don't know if anybody's got a full walk-in. That's a big deal.
And
I've had them use it on my shoulders before
yeah.
I went out and fought in Kansas City, but I didn't do the full body when I should have.
I love it at North Springs.
That's where I went.
It takes my breath somewhat away, and it makes me a slight bit anxious, but as long as I know I can pull that door open, which I keep my hand on it.
See, I feel the same way about the chamber, the oxygen tanks.
Yeah, I could see that. I've done it
twice, and both times I'm like, I think I've told you. What happens if there's a power outage? Or if I look over and this lady dies of, you know, somebody's watching me. I look over and she's on the ground. I'm like, I'm stuck in this thing.
I know.
And then if I just jump out of it, my head blows up.
That's right.
And none of that happens. It's all false. There's all kinds of safety procedures. That's Clint's fear and insecurities getting in the way. And I loved it when I did it. But
so you honor your fear and insecurities.
Of course. The man's got to know his limitations.
They are the wisest voice in your head, okay?
My job is to challenge the ones I can and accept the ones I can't.
Okay. Well, you do that then.
I do.
I'm going to talk again. I know you're getting tired of my talking about stools, but this is science. NutritionFacts.org. That's why I want to tell people things that you can trust that you want to read more. Dr. Greger is pretty darn good at digging into the research, but this one fascinated me to no end. Has nothing to do with size of the stool. But we're talking about fecal transplants for depression, fecal transplants for bipolar, and fecal transplants for alcoholism. They did some really good studies, and a fecal transplant is taking the human version of the microbiome. My dad passed away from C. diff about 15 or 20 years ago, and C. diff is caused by antibiotic overuse, and it's also treated with more antibiotics, which if it doesn't work, then you die, and that's what happens to many people. Well, guess what? About an 85% cure rate if you do a fecal transplant. He could have taken they didn't do it then. They don't do a whole lot of it now, but they do a lot more. Well, they did these studies on fecal transplants for things like bipolar. This example right here. Dr. Greger's really good about being specific and truthful. Poor woman, patient, was in and out of psych hospitals and manic depression until she got a fecal transplant with stool from her husband. Now, she didn't get it for this reason. She got it for another reason, but within 6 months, she was completely symptom-free after many, many years of having bipolar.
Wow.
What about alcohol dependence? Alcoholism, traditionally been considered kind of a brain disorder, a psychiatric thing, but they didn't really link it to the gut. And so when they gave people a fecal transplant, the transplant of feces from alcoholics into mice, and when they did that from an adult into mice, it induced alcohol as their number one preference. So they created alcoholic mice from giving a fecal transplant of alcoholic people into this mouse. How interesting. How interesting. You know, we had this physician in here, physician about 4 weeks ago. I loved him from Designs for Health, and it's the only probiotic we sell that is actually from what we call a super donor. And they took this 17,000 stools they analyzed. They picked out the one winner. You wouldn't be that winner, I'm sure.
No.
No. But that winner got to donate his stool, and it's being reproduced kind of like a sourdough starter. You just have one starter, and you keep spreading the starters. I put food in the same conversation. Well, yeah,
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just letting it slide.
I could see your expression. Okay.
I'll turn my food stupid face away from you.
Hey, do you go to Costco much? No, I don't. I don't have a memory. I know a lot of people do.
I don't think I've ever been inside of Costco.
Yeah. I just don't buy enough stuff.
I've only been into Sam's maybe five or six times. Yeah.
I'm not either.
That's not who I am, unfortunately.
But a class action lawsuit was filed against Costco for misrepresenting a protein drink, and that protein drink was a creamy chocolate fudge, and the name of it is escaping me. You can't look it up. So just, and it had heavy metals, and I'm gonna tell you all the bad stuff, but I'm gonna find the name of it here in just a second. But it had a lot more of the heavy metals in the chocolate version. It had cadmium, it had lead, and it also was dadgummit. I'm usually right on my game. And in this case, I have lost.
Organic protein powder.
You are. Oh my gosh, you found it.
Yeah.
Way to go, Clint.
Yeah, I'm what they call pretty bright. All those fecal transplants I've had helped my brain.
Orgain is the chocolate version. They actually had a class action lawsuit. This is why. I think institutions who sell nutritional products have to have at least check into the products with some level. Well,
that's why
of
I like.
Ethics.
A serious note. That's why most people trust nutritional orders. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. It's going to sound like that at first, but if there's a product that slips through the cracks and you find it on the shelf, I've seen you do it three or four times in the last few years. You go, we've tested that product. Our new research came out about that product. It's not what we thought it was. It's not exactly what they're representing. Pull it off the shelf. Even if it's selling well, you're like, it doesn't matter if it sells well. It's not what we said it was.
Nope.
And
Immediately. If there's any question, and sometimes those problems are really not accurate, then we can bring it back on.
Absolutely, but you pull it off until you find out.
Yep, you know, Dr. Peter Attia, he had some controversy with some things with the Epstein files, and it wasn't really talking about his quality of skill or his knowledge. It just was more of his personal life.
Yeah, his soul. Yeah.
Heart and soul.
Let's talk about stuff he knows in his brain and not decisions he's made.
That's exactly. Yeah. Well, he does have an uncanny ability to dig deeper than any one person in the field of education with regard to studies. He worships drugs. I don't agree with him on certainly a lot of that, but he also has great clarity as to melting down studies to its nitty gritty. Well, you know, all the time we read these studies, oh my gosh, if you lose, you know, two nights of sleep, it's going to cause, you to lose 2 months of life. And if you sleep more than 9 hours, and the others.
I died 6 years ago then.
I know. Yeah. And if you sleep more than 9.2 hours, the studies show it's going to shorten your life by 25%. He dug into all of that. That is modestly inaccurate. It is true that lack of sleep can devastate our systems. We recover quicker than the headlines are saying. If we get our act together, we can make up for some of this sleep deprivation if we get a system in place. I wrote an ebook on that on theholisticnavigator.com of how to do this. You just go to that site and open or download the free ebook. But he does say that even after a single night of deprivation, cortisol, the body's chief stress hormones, and I don't think anyone will argue with this because we can feel the stress hormone, climbs very high, and at the same time, testosterone and growth hormone will fall. In one controlled experiment, one single night of total sleep loss raised cortisol by 21%, stress hormone, dropped testosterone by 24%, and cut the rate of muscle protein by 18%. That means you are going to a catabolic state. Anabolic means you're building. Catabolic means you're tearing down. That single night really had an impact. That was less than 5.5 hours per night. And it is almost impossible to lose body fat if you are maintaining low sleep levels because cortisol makes you fat. And so there's a lot, again, lifestyle, and putting a plan together. Interesting. And like I did.
Have you slept better or do you feel better since you quit wearing your Oura? Or are you wearing your Oura still?
No, I wear it, but I don't look at it till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, okay.
Except on weekends. But I'm getting about 75 average. And as long as I can do that, I'm pretty darn functional.
75 H, what is that?
75 on sleep score.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know, 80 is fantastic. 82, I'm Superman. 87, I'm a zombie. It's that sweet spot that I need to live in between 72 and about
80. I miss
80.
My app for some of those things, but not as much, not worth going back to it for me right now.
Nope. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take our last break of the day. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by Nutrition World, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelliford Road and I-75.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to our final segment of Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell. And for more than 8 years, this show has been built around one core belief. People deserve honest, practical health information that they actually can trust that can improve their lives starting today. That's what I kind of do personally. It's not all about everyone else. I'm trying to learn every day I come to work to what can I do to tweak my lifestyle decisions that might offer me maybe not the ability to live that much excessively more months and years, but to offer the ability to have what I call peak span, which is the ability to function at the level that I choose that gives me joy and abilities to pursue my loves and my passions, like playing the violin, not the fiddle. Just want to throw that out because Clint likes to say it's a fiddle.
But see, here's the great thing. If I didn't say anything, that would just make you feel like you're having an argument with yourself, and everybody listening would be like, is that okay? Is he all right? Why did he just contradict himself? Everyone knows you play the violin. Everyone knows you play the violin.
Okay, good.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I affirm you playing the violin.
I feel so honored. Oh.
Yeah, okay. Everybody, I just said that so ago. You know it's a fiddle. Come on.
I am 17 months in, and I'm going to have Mary had a little lamb covered soon.
Devil went down to Georgia is what I want to hear.
That's it's coming. It's coming. If I can hang in this earth, it's going to come. About a year from now, I will be playing in this studio a song. I promise.
Oh, that'd be cool. I can't wait to hear it.
It would be. Because I can do different takes, so when I get really nervous, we can keep redoing it until we get one decent take. All right, back to testosterone one more time. Dr. Geo, anyone listening who has prostate issues who wants a naturopathic approach, which is the more, in my opinion, the wiser approach with far less risk, Dr. Geo, G-E-O, you can look him up. He has a wonderful podcast, wonderful education. He also sees patients online. Now, he's saying this. For decades, low testosterone was a problem of only older men. Not anymore. Over the past several years, more men under 40 have been coming to me tired, flat, and low. This is Dr. Geo speaking. This matters far beyond libido because testosterone is tied to muscle, mood, metabolism, and long-term health and prostate health. We used to always think that the testosterone was the enemy of prostate health. It's actually supportive of that. Well, the challenge recently I saw, Dr. Geo said, a 26-year-old with a total testosterone under 300. I've seen that with numerous guys. A level you'd expect in a man, maybe 70. He is far from alone, and he's not the one problem with one cause. Here's the solution, he's saying. Before reaching for testosterone replacement, fix what's driving it down. Sleep 7 to 9 hours a night. Lift heavy things 2 to 3 times a week. Shed that excessive fat. Replacement works, but it can shut down your own sperm production. So for a young man who may want children, it belongs near the end of the list, not the start. And so there's a lot of different lifestyle options. Now, in nutrition world, a product called Masculinity, we really feel is excellent to help the body help produce its own optimal levels of that. After that point, Optimize You, I think, is the choice to make.
I do, too. I go to them. I've been doing it since I was in my mid or late 40s, 46, 47. Okay. I think I told you the first time I went in, I was working out. I was doing all the things I've always kind of done. I just couldn't get over the hump. I was eating better then than I am now. And I went in and had my testosterone checked. And it was before I knew Josh and all them. And my doctor at the time goes, do you feel like you need to give me a hug? Are you crying a lot of Hallmark movies? And I go, why? He goes, 180.
Yeah. 180?
Dude, it was,
and how
I was
old
this
were you?
Close away to having my monthly cycle.
It you were in the 40s?
I was 47, wow. 46.
Stress.
There were some things happening in life, and so stress was a big role of it. But, you know, and then the reason I like Josh is I was having to do the inch and a quarter. I was having to do the big shots in each arm, and I those were garbage.
They are.
But I was doing it. And then I go to Josh, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and there's other ways to do it. Mm-hmm. So, but to your point, I believe in controlling what you can control. And at some point, that's why God gave us smart people.
That's right.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. I have no shame. I don't care. Yeah.
And again, if I was 35 and needed it, I'm going to do everything I can not to do the shot. But today, everybody, not everyone, many people just want a quick fix. Let's not worry about the stress. Let's not worry about the seed oils. Let's not worry about the sleep. Let's just get the shot. But again, it shrinks your testicles, it lowers your sperm count, and you'll be in a place of always needing it if you stay on it when you're too young.
If you do that, though, if you do that knowing those expectations and you make that all-in move, I completely support you doing it. If that's what you want to do.
Yeah. But
a lot of people don't think it through.
They don't
think
it through.
That's my whole point. If you've sat down and done pros and cons, that's one thing.
But that's like a 17-year-old wanting to get a huge tattoo on their back. They don't sometimes have the ability to think it through. They don't have the perspective.
That's true. So I told anybody in my family, I'm like, hey, get it on your upper arms, places that you're not going to see it at work until you get to be old like me. Then
there you go.
Do what you want.
Yeah. Yep. Encouraging news. You and I have talked about this during two podcasts, at least on the CBD front and hemp. The White House has formally urged Congress to replace the upcoming hemp ban with a science-based regulatory framework rather than allowing millions of Americans to lose access to these products that sometimes can be significantly impactful.
We talked about this.
You said it.
I've been calling it.
Yep.
There's no, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying it's going to happen in Tennessee immediately, but I just think it is such a mainstream thing now for health that we're going to be fine. Yeah, well, you got 3 minutes.
That is such good news to me.
It is me too. Yeah,
because what was the guy's name from Hemp House?
Sean?
No, it's not Sean.
I can't remember. Good dude. I can't remember.
Hemp House.
I mean, I've told it before. That's where I would go. I'm not an addict or anything. I just took a little bit, only a couple nights a week when my hip was hurting real bad.
Yes.
When I knew I was going to have a rough night, I'd go get me a little bit of a sip of a drink or take me something. Just to knock the edge off. And everybody's like, well, I said, okay, I'll go take 3 ibuprofen. Is that better? What I'm saying? That's my whole point. It's pick your poison.
Pick your poison.
Yeah.
Study was done. Last study here I'm going to talk about. A major 10-year study found that one of the world's most common knee surgeries worked no better than placebo surgery for meniscus tears and actually often led to worse long-term joint damage. This was a tremendous study of many thousands of people. I've got all the details, but what they found was that because this was a placebo controlled study, they actually did a fake surgery on half of them, did a real surgery on the other half, and so the patients did not know who really got surgery.
There's got to be a form you got to fill out.
A lot of forms.
I hate to break this to you. No. If I wake up and you like a year later go, by the way, we didn't fix that knee, I'll be like, well, okay. Somebody give me some money.
There had to be. They probably paid a bunch of people to do a study. I bet they just told them, listen,
you're going to be a group. Yep. You're not going to know whether we did or not. We're going to treat you like you did. And that way they knew they were signing up for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, under Dr. McCauley, he's the one that wrote this article. We need to use better physical therapy, better quality exercises, taking collagen. If you've hurt your knee, it's not going to get better probably by itself at a certain point without some rehabilitative actions. I've just mentioned, doing the right exercises, even like Tai Chi and things like this. And also Mercola's just eliminating seed oils.
I've been doing I got my massage the last couple of weeks on my hip. It's helping tremendously.
Really?
One that makes me cry. Yeah. I'll just cry like a small child, but
you love it. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I like pain like that. So
I do too. Yeah. There's something about that. All right. Well, I go to Hamilton Place every other week and get my feet rubbed. And man, sometimes I am squealing like a little baby.
It is at a place, though. It's like a legitimate business. It's not like a van at Hamilton Place. You just don't show up.
I don't.
I go to Hamilton Place to get my foot rubbed. Hey, come here a minute. I'll give you 30 bucks. Just helping some guy out with a sign.
Yeah, these are pretty girls, bikinis, and they're like, hey,
they're not.
It's they're okay, waving though. Me over there, and of course, I'm weak.
That's not it at all. Hey, you know what we're going to have to do, don't you?
What do we have to do?
We got to get out of here. We can't do this again until next week, unfortunately.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, this comes out in podcast form Tuesday, Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.